from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, "There's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, bombshell testimony, an aide to former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows delivering shocking firsthand insight into the president's actions on the day of January 6th.
Today, a key aide in Donald Trump's White House told the House committee that the former president demanded to accompany his supporters to the Capitol. Cassidy Hutchinson said at one point he aggressively grabbed the steering wheel in the presidential limousine. Hutchinson also quoted Trump as directing his staff to take away metal detectors that he thought would slow down supporters who had gathered in Washington. He allegedly said in profane terms that he did not care if they had weapons. The 25-year-old Hutchinson was a special assistant and aide to former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. We'll have much more on that explosive hearing in just a minute. But first, California's Attorney General says we are dealing with an epidemic of hate.
Ann Makovic joins us now with new numbers on how much worse it has gotten over the past year. Ann.
Hate crimes have gone up about 33% over just the years between, or the time between 2020 and 2021. And we're talking about levels that California has not seen since right after the September 11th terror attacks. Attacks on black people, anti-black hate crimes are still the most prevalent in the state. They were up 13% to 513 incidents. Anti-Asian hate crimes are up 178%. To 247. Crimes attacking people because of their sexual orientation up 48%. Hispanic or Latinx up 29%. And attacks involving religious bias were up 32%.
While there is no single solution, it's up to all of us to heed the call, because when our communities feel empowered, they come forward.
And in announcing this new data, the DOJ also announcing they are hiring a new hate crimes coordinator to look at the numbers statewide and just make sure with individual communities that they have the resources and that they're able to encourage more people to report these crimes. Amanda.
Anne, all right. Thank you.
And as Ann just mentioned, sexual orientation bias hate crimes topped 300 last year in California. For one courageous South Bay teen, the journey toward adulthood has been at times bewildering and at times scary. But as Elizabeth Cook tells us, it's also one full of hope, love, and pride.
So sweet.
Her name is Sky. She's just 15, and she's wise beyond her years.
I dream of a world where when I realize I'm accepted by everybody, or not demonized, and where I get to just be a person, to just be who I am.
Sky is transgender. Her birth certificate labeled her as a male. That label never fit.
I mean, seeing me try to pretend to be a boy is, the phrase fish out of water is very apt description.
The journey for Sky and her family has been at times treacherous. Trying to fit in and pretend to be a boy took a toll. Depression, a drop in grades, and self-harm.
Of course, I have scars on my skin, but it also leaves scars on you as a person.
With the help of a therapist, a first step, the realization she is female. Her transition then began.
It's looking through a keyhole and then opening the door.
How has this year been?
Chris and Ursula are Sky's parents.
It's hard, like teenagers are hard, and she's a pain in the butt teenager, and I'm so blessed for every moment of it, because, you know, she's alive, and she's, you know, made it through all of that stuff that was really, really dark and scary and, you know, awful.
It's not like she set out intentionally on this journey. It just unfolded. And so there would be times when I would be assuming she just had clarity. And it wasn't that way. We had to figure it out together and support each other and give each other grace.
But not everyone has given Sky grace in return. There has been pushback. While changing in a stall in the girls' locker room, she emerged to encounter a hostile teacher.
What are you doing in here? Why are you in here? Are you supposed to be in here? Are you allowed to be in here? The level of disdain and near disgust in her voice just, you know, I still feel it.
Then the abuse posted online from a fellow student.
Calling me a creature, threatening to jump me, then asking for nudes.
It ended with a threat of rape.
That really changed certain things for me.
How despicable.
Yeah, very much.
Each encounter, a lesson of how far we still need to go.
Hate comes from not knowing. You know, it's, you know, based in fear.
Sky is now taking hormones.
My body's changing and it's making me happy instead of depressed.
The 15-year-old is looking forward to surgery to affirm her gender. That's a few years away. She's now in a relationship. Her parents love her where she's at.
How cool that she can do this at this age and not have to live a lifetime of doubt and, you know, remorse.
In the South Bay, Elizabeth Cook, KPIX 5.
Right now, more than a dozen states are considering or have passed laws banning health care for transgender youth.
More than a dozen studies also show how access to care for these children is linked to better mental health. The lack of care is linked to higher rates of suicide, depression, and self-harm. Now, you can find all of our Pride stories from this month on the special section of our website at kpix.com.
New at noon, the abortion rights battle now playing out in various different state courts. Just today, Texas faces a lawsuit from the ACLU to stop its pre-Roe abortion ban from taking effect. Louisiana and Utah's new abortion bans are on hold after judges weighed in to stop enforcement. In South Carolina, a judge gave new abortion restrictions the full go-ahead. Meantime, California lawmakers approved a measure that would put abortion rights on the ballot this November. Governor Gavin Newsom also signing an executive order to prohibit sharing any patient data with states restricting abortion rights.
Gay couples are facing a time of fear and uncertainty after the recent ruling taking away abortion rights. Their concern is that a future high court ruling could do to gay marriage what it did to Roe v. Wade. Since last Friday's ruling, Dan Floyd of Livermore and his husband have been gathering legal and financial documents as well as adoption papers. They were married in Idaho, where if not for a Supreme Court win, their home state never would have validated their marriage.
We have built a life together, and so I honestly don't know what that looks like if it isn't recognized anymore. I mean, that just sounds like it would completely upend everything that we have built together.
And conservative states like Idaho would likely be among the first to outlaw same-sex marriage if the Supreme Court overturns a ruling that granted those rights 7 years ago.
Let's get to First Alert. Meteorologist Jessica Birch, and you're talking about a cool down after today.
I am talking about a cool down, but first I have to talk about how dry and warm it is today. This is a live look just from Mount Diablo overlooking Solano County in the Tri-Valley area. Today we are dealing with really low relative humidity. It's a lot higher clearly along the coast where that onshore flow is still very significant for us right now. Taking a live look right now just at the Golden Gate Bridge. Earlier this morning we were dealing with a very thick marine layer, but now it has passed and we are left with sunny skies and below average temperatures actually just near San Francisco. I wish I could say that was the case for our inland areas such as Concord, even San Jose and the Santa Clara Valley. We're still above average for now, but that changes as we head into the next couple days. We'll break that down coming up in just a bit, but for now I want to send it right back over to you.
All right, Jessica, thank you. Now to a developing story out of Texas. 50 people are now dead after migrants were found abandoned in a tractor trailer near San Antonio. 12 people are now being treated in hospitals. The San Antonio fire chief reported no water was found in the trailer, adding the bodies were hot to the touch and dehydrated. Officials say some of the victims were coming from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. This is one of the deadliest migrant crossings in the U.S. to date.
Moments ago, the committee investigating the breaking news, the January Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties over here. Moments ago, the committee investigating the January 6th attack finished questioning an aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Natalie Brand has the latest details on her testimony.
In a last-minute surprise hearing before the January 6th committee, the aide to former President Trump's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Mr. Meadows hinted about potential problems before the January 6th rally.
He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, "There's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Cassidy Hutchinson said Mr. Trump's former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, boasted about plans in the days before the 6th.
He had responded something to the effect of, "We're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. President's going to be there. He's going to look powerful."
And she said she heard Giuliani mentioning right-wing groups before the rally.
I recall hearing the word Oath Keeper and hearing the word Proud Boys closer to the planning of the January 6th rally when Mr. Giuliani would be around.
Hutchinson also said former President Trump was furious that Secret Service metal detectors kept some of his supporters outside of the official rally on January 6th.
I overheard the president say something to the effect of, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here."
While Congress conducts its January 6th investigation, the U.S. Justice Department is also continuing to look into potential crimes surrounding the events of that day.
New court filings show the FBI seized a cell phone from conservative attorney John Eastman as he was leaving a New Mexico restaurant last Wednesday.
"It authorizes them to seize my phone and all the information contained in the phone, but there's no indication of any crime that this is connected to."
The Select Committee says Eastman authored an illegal plot to replace electors that President Biden had won in key battleground states with electors loyal to Trump, and stopped the certification of the 2020 electoral votes on January 6th. Natalie Brandt, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The same day the FBI seized Eastman's phone, they also conducted a raid on the home of Jeffrey Clark. He's a former Justice Department official who President Trump sought to appoint as acting attorney general.